When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980, and it is time for our NFL Tier Rankings Week 16 edition. I cannot believe, Anthony, it is Week 16 in the NFL. We're going to hit our prime contenders first, and I think that it's not going to take very long because I don't really feel like there was a lot of movement at the top of the charts this week, but alas, let's run through it. As a reminder, we have five tiers. We started the year with four, and we've added one, which we call actual hell for the absolute worst teams in the league. But we start off at the other end of the spectrum with our prime contenders before getting to puncher's chance, interesting but not quite good enough, and then no chance in heck. The Kansas City Chiefs, by hook or by crook, they continue to be in. We almost created another tier on top of prime contenders, just called blessed and highly favored, and put the Chiefs there. And lo and behold, Anthony, that's exactly what they did again. Didn't really play that well, but Jameis Winston blessed them with four interceptions. And the only bad thing is, it's pretty bad, and that is that Patrick Mahomes might miss this weekend because his ankle's hurt.
Well, at least they were able also to win a game by more than one score, man. All season long, we've gotten on them about, you know, just them always winning these one-score games. But, yeah, when Jameis Winston throws you four interceptions, I would hope you win that game.
Yeah, and they sure did. And then we get to watch about it on Hard Knocks. Speaking of Hard Knocks, the Ravens are also there. They beat the ever-loving crap out of the Giants. Congrats, you stay. Lions, Bills, they played each other. And they played each other in one of the games of the year. They both stay. Steelers and Eagles played each other. Eagles won fairly definitively. The Steelers basically didn't touch the ball in the fourth quarter. Just an unbelievable drive by Philly to close this thing out. I think Pittsburgh gets an asterisk, Anthony. And I don't want to move them down until I see them do something or have a performance like this against either another team that's worse or if George Pickens' injury lingers. Because without Pickens, this offense doesn't have much of a chance, especially against the best in the league. And that's what we saw on Sunday. It was exactly what we thought, but because it's injury-related, a team that throws a bunch of deep balls without their best deep ball guy, a team that relies on vertically stretching the field without the guy who does that for them, I don't think that actually, who they are as a team, my opinion on them hasn't changed.
Yeah, I mean, George Pickens is definitely a huge reason, you know, their offense has been successful. But I think this team has leaned on their defense all year long. And Philly, even though they didn't have, you know, the best or the success on the ground, that pass defense was getting carved up a little bit, man. You playing all that man defense. So I think Philly just, you know, I mean, I think Pittsburgh just has to figure out the defensive thing as far as their passing game goes, just as Baltimore had to do early in the season. And I'm not going to say they figured it out, but it's better.
I trust Mike Tomlin to figure it out. I also think that playing man against the Eagles is particularly challenging because they have the best receiver duo arguably in the entire league.
Yep.
It's not going to happen against other teams. Now, TJ Watt misses time again late in the season. Like, that's problematic. But Steelers, they get an asterisk, but they're not going anywhere as of yet. Eagles obviously stay. Packers, they won. They stay. Vikings, they won definitively last night over a Bears team. By the way, that game was on replay earlier up on the TV here in the studio. I didn't watch it last night. Every single time I looked up and the Bears had the ball, Caleb was running for his life and then making one of the sickest throws I've ever seen to a receiver who dropped it. Was that how the game actually went? And also, I don't know how much of that is on Caleb. He just like runs around like a maniac and he should be just getting the ball out quickly. But it's one of those like where you're just like, man, can that dude get some help? And then he does something like physically impossible, like the greatest horse shot you've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of both. It's a mix of him holding onto the ball long and then also, yeah, the receivers dropping pass. Like Keenan, I think, had two drops. DJ Moore, he's had drops this season. Like, it's like, dang, like, if he's going to really go out there and sacrifice his body, help him.
Also, quit sacrificing your body so much. Like, you got to find some easy completions, bro. Like, this is the NFL. It is going to be hard. Okay, that's the prime contender tier. When we get back, we will knock out the rest of the puncher's chance category. I don't think anybody necessarily needs to come up. Does everybody in puncher's chance get to stay? And is there anybody interesting but not quite good enough that deserves a call-up? And then we'll take care of Poopstown as well. Our tier rankings as we continue through on a Tuesday here on The Hoffman Show.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We got our NFL tier rankings for you. We've gone through the prime contenders. There were no movement from last week's edition of the show where we had the Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Bills, Steelers, Eagles, and Packers, as well as the Vikings in the top tier. All right, puncher's chance, Anthony. Washington Commanders. I still think they're exactly who they've been all along. A team that, by the way, if they can just hit a couple of big plays down the field, will drop 30 on you. A team that defensively largely is playing well, but can't get out of its own way in key situations. If they can avoid key situations, and none of that matters, which goes back to the offense. And that's kind of the ultimate puncher's chance. They are a team that has a big haymaker, and you just got to hope they don't land it on you.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it, you know, throughout the season where we have games, like you just mentioned, where we go out there and lay 40 on you. We've had 3 40-point games this year, or has it been 4?
It's
Panthers.
Panthers, Titans, I think, are the only two, but they've had like 38 and a couple of others.
That's probably what it is then. But we know
Cincinnati,
we're more than
amongst others. Yeah.
Yeah, we know we're more than capable of, you know, keeping up with some of these teams. It's more so we just got to string together stops, man. Good gracious.
Yeah, and which involves not committing stupid penalties. And you know what? Something that I haven't had a chance to point out at all today throughout our discourse of this. Like, this team did make an adjustment in this game. Like, Jeremy Chinn came on, and this is so, like, minutia, but, I mean, it also matters a ton. There's a play late in the game that Chinn comes on a blitz, and he's not going to get there. And I think in a different game, Chinn blasts Spencer Rattler. He's just there enough that he probably could have gotten away with hitting him. And instead, after Fowler's been called for 2 roughing penalties that are questionable at best, wrong if you ask me, Chinn like is also really careful with how he jumps, but like kind of waves his hands in Rattler's face. Rattler throws the ball away. And instead of getting a roughing penalty, either by a silly hands to the face or a late hit, he avoids it. And like, that's a smart play by Jeremy Chinn. Would, from a play style standpoint and a make the quarterback think about it standpoint, I'd rather Jeremy Chinn absolutely drive his shoulder pads through the middle of Spencer Rattler's chest. Yep, that's football. Not dirty, it's just the way it goes. Sucks to be you sometimes as an NFL quarterback. But he didn't, because he didn't want to pick up a dumb penalty. And so it's in there somewhere. The right amount of the aggression meter, the right amount of the make plays meter. But that's something that hopefully they can continue to find the right balance of. But it also changes week to week because officials change week to week. Sean Hockley's crew is notoriously tic-tac. And boy, were they on Sunday. Okay, Commanders, puncher's chance. Chargers got worked by the Buccaneers. They are the team that I'm most considering, I think, moving down. Because they have just not been the same since J.K. Dobbins was out. I'm putting a star by them.
Yeah, and the defense, too. Some question for concern.
Yeah. To say the least. Okay, Broncos, they showed their mettle. Seahawks, I'm willing to see if Geno can stay. Like, they got to go compete with Green Bay this weekend. If they get their doors blown off by Green Bay, we're out of here on the Seahawks.
Yeah, if Geno doesn't play, do we just automatically...
Well, if Geno doesn't play the way that Sam Howell played, they're in actual hell. Like, Sam, man, holy crap. That was horrendous.
Yeah, real bad.
Rams, ultimate puncher's chance, as discussed. They had a wacky game in the rain, but they won. And the Bucs, well, they have about as big a haymaker as the Commanders do. They put up 40 on what was previously the best scoring defense in the league. So I think they are correctly situated in puncher's chance. They are not better, but they are certainly not worse. Okay, interesting but not quite good enough. The Houston Texans. If we are talking about just their defense, they are in puncher's chance. But their offense, and I know it's like, oh, but they have C.J. Stroud. They've got one of the best quarterbacks. They are in some ways a really like classic puncher's chance team. If C.J. just goes out and has a day with Nico Collins, the way their defense plays. But their offense is bad. Like, CJ's not going to have some massive day. He can save them from being heinous, but offensively, like, they're a mess, and they continue to be a mess. So they're right where they're supposed to be. They're interesting, but they're not good enough.
Yeah, I would agree. They did clinch their division as well. So whether or not we like it, I think they have to be in puncher's chance. It's because they're in the playoffs.
All right, fine.
Is that fair?
No, you're correct. By definition, the way we set this up is also what, how do we feel, but also from a kind of a definitional standpoint, puncher's chance is like you're in the playoffs and you wouldn't be surprised to win a playoff game. And depending on the matchup, if they're going to be at home, I'm going to put Houston Texans. I've never made a note like this before in this document. Reluctantly, because they won a poop division.
Yeah, it's like the Commander from 2020.
Fine. You congratulations, Houston Texans. You're in puncher's chance. Whee! Falcons. Interesting, but not good enough. They're just
trash.
Not. They're not. They're kind of interesting still, but they're not good enough. Indianapolis Colts. Are they even interesting anymore?
No.
I'm so sorry. Indianapolis Colts. I think also by definition, when you get eliminated from the playoffs,
They still have a chance, but it's very slim.
When you get eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you want to cut that and send it to Z and this becomes a cold takes, then I'll take a small part of his playoff bonus.
All right, I got you.
Cincinnati. They're still interesting offensively, and they also can wreck some other teams, including some teams that I think we're talking about here, kind of in this range. But Cincinnati's interesting. Miami, I don't even know if they're interesting anymore. I think I'm ready to move the Dolphins. They did lose.
Ooh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. I think we're out on you.
Yeah. Get to stepping.
Goodbye. Arizona Cardinals. If anything, they would move up, not down, but I kind of think they're where they belong.
Yeah, I agree.
I need to see more consistency out of you. There's a chance they wind up back up if they play, have another good game, but they just had too many stinkers. The Panthers. All you had to do is be competitive. And you at least qualified for interesting because Bryce Young and like what's the future? I just think it's time. With three weeks to go, goodbye. You're down. And
they had a nice run, though, Craig.
They did. Congratulations to Carolina for being interesting for many more weeks than we thought you were going to be. Yeah, they were favored, and that was clearly a mistake. San Francisco 49ers. Are they interesting anymore?
No.
I guess technically they're still alive, so we're going to keep them there.
They're still alive, but they're not interesting.
Yeah, I think they're interesting. All right, no chance. Raiders. The Raiders, I guess they have a quarterback change coming. Aiden O'Connell played last night, didn't he? Are the Raiders in actual hell? I think we now define as actual hell. We're going to change up the definition. Are you firing your coach?
Nice.
Are the Raiders in actual hell? Are they firing Antonio Pierce?
They're firing him.
You think so? They hired him last year.
Yeah, but, you know, I think this also goes back to
why a lot of people don't hire
the interim.
Yeah. I think they're in actual hell because they're not going to fire Antonio Pierce. Jacksonville Jaguars. Mac Jones is their starting quarterback. They're going down.
Yeah.
They're going down. Somehow what we're going to do is we're just moving the target on Carolina.
And they lost to the Jets, though, Craig, so they have to go.
They have to go. The New England Patriots.
I don't think they're in actual hell.
I think they're in no chance. I think they can stay there. The Saints.
The Saints.
You know what? I'm going to keep the Saints out of hell. They probably belong there, but that team plays hard, man.
Yeah.
I have not seen a lot of teams like out physical the Commanders this year. Like the list is very small, and it's like the Ravens, the Steelers, the Saints absolutely blasted the Commanders on some plays this weekend. They did a really good job at the line of scrimmage. There was a play in my notes. The way I wrote it, Ant, was Cam Jordan sunned John Bates. John Bates doesn't get sunned.
I know exactly what play you're talking about.
There's another play where Quan Martin, who also doesn't get sunned, Quan Martin suns people. He just will take a wide receiver and be like, you, sir, are dead now. You're going to run block me? Get the out of here. MVS escorts Quan Martin out the club. Like, goodbye.
Out the club is hilarious.
I was like, yo, where's Quan Martin going? What are we doing? Holy crap. Good job, MVS. And that was like late in that game. So, Saints, you earn my respect. You're not any good, but you earn my respect. Cowboys. They won. They get to stay. The Browns are in actual hell.
Yeah, they got to get the step in real quick.
How many 4 interception games are you going to have, Jameis? Jesus Christ. Chicago Bears.
Ryan Poles, man.
They've already fired their coach. They're in actual hell.
Yeah.
All right, and then the other teams we just moved down. The Colts and the Dolphins. I think that's fine. Like Panthers, Patriots, Saints, Cowboys, Colts, fine. And then the Jets, the founding author of actual hell, are they staying down there?
Yeah, they're staying.
Even though they won? Okay.
They played the Jags.
Congratulations. Giants. The Titans. Will Levis had a QBR of 1.1. And then the Raiders, Jags, Browns, and Bears. Okay. That's it. Those are the tiers. Does this feel right? One group is the Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Bills, Steelers, Eagles, Packers, Vikings. I think it feels right.
I think it's fantastic.
Next group, Commanders, Chargers, Broncos, Seahawks, Rams, Bucks, Texans.
Looks good.
Texans, what are you doing there? Falcons, Bengals, Cardinals, Niners. That actually is off. That makes me feel so much better about that tier.
Yeah. Yeah, it does actually.
Those four teams were meant to be together.
It doesn't make sense, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like, you're just not good enough, but like you should be. And then no chance, Panthers, Patriots, Saints, Cowboys, Colts, Dolphins. Yeah. It's kind of a potpourri. And then the Jets, Giants, Titans, Raiders, Jags, Browns, and Bears.
Yeah, some bad culture down there.
Yeah. All right. I think we actually nailed that. I feel very proud of our work this week.
Yes, sir.
We'll do it again next week. It'll be the Christmas Eve edition of the NFL tier rankings. Next week, by the way, next week, regular schedule for us outside of Wednesday. Same thing for the following week. We're off on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We have all kinds of special programming for you here on the Team 980. When we get back, speaking of special, real things, real people said, into real microphones. Commanders make a practice squad move today. They are signing Tyree Jackson, who is a former quarterback in college at the University of Buffalo, was drafted as such, then made the switch to tight end. He's going to join their practice squad with Zach Ertz still in the concussion protocol. Jeremy Chinn remains in concussion protocol as well. Of course, the Commanders starting safety. TBD if either plays this week. And in order to make room for Jackson on the practice squad, the Commanders have placed Kaz Allen on IR. So if you had hopes of him maybe coming up and making an appearance this year, with Austin Eckler out, that is not going to happen as he has an injury. Big trade in Major League Baseball. 2019 NL MVP Cody Bellinger won that award with the Dodgers. Is now going to go from the Cubs, where he was last year, to the Yankees. After the Yankees miss out on retaining Juan Soto to the Mets, Bellinger is coming to New York, following in his father's footsteps. His dad played for the Yankees from 1999 to 2001, Clay Bellinger. That is what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the team 980.